Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we will be joined by our main man, Eddie House, NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst at the bottom of the hour. And after that, it's Shop Talk. So the return of Shop Talk. So keep it locked right here. A lot of great things to talk about. One not so great thing, or not great at all, thing to talk about. It keeps coming up, Rob. There's news, you know, breaking about it every day, so we do address it. But this Deshaun Watson situation still won't, you know, there's still stuff coming out. We had Amy Dash, the legal analyst for Fox Sports Radio, on with us yesterday after the prosecuting lawyer. Tony Busby and his plaintiffs came out, and one of them talked. One of them had a statement read. Ashley Solis, who was actually the first woman to file the lawsuit, Rob, and so the story is that she and Busby went to Deshaun Watson and his team, I guess, lawyers, and tried to get $100,000. So for her not to go forth, and they were rejected. And so now they came out publicly. And once they came out, Rob, that's when the avalanche began and more women began coming out and saying, this happened to me too. Again, Deshaun Watson is innocent until proven guilty.
Nope, yep.
But
we've been saying it. Yep.
Yep. That has not stopped. And more of it came today. Nike suspended its endorsement deal with Deshaun Watson. And sources have told ESPN that Beats by Dre is ending its sponsorship of Deshaun Watson.
And there's some other local businesses, Chris, too, yep. that say that they're
Reliant
the plug.
Energy, which, yeah, they said it was scheduled to end this spring and that they have no plans. This is a quote, no plans for future engagement or contracts with him. There's a supermarket chain, HEB, same deal. They don't plan on doing anything with him in the future. So he's feeling it. I actually think. I guess these other companies, of course, your deal's about to end, fine. I think Nike's doing it the right way, Rob. They're suspending it. And if it's proven that he's innocent and this stuff was made up or a money grab, then he'll be fine. Beats by Dre, though, isn't even going there. They're just ending it.
I don't have an issue, Chris, with companies that just say we'd rather not. Because of what could be really messy and what's coming forward. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I get it. I remember, do you remember the Marv Albert, when Marv Albert had his issue
yep.
with that woman and the whole situation? And Chris, I remember very vividly, Marv said that he would not, he's the NBA announcer on TNT.
He was the Mike Green.
Yeah, he was the NBA's voice on NBC.
Right.
Marv Albert, a great guy and all that.
Great,
I know Marv, and I traveled with him when I covered the Knicks. You know what I mean?
Right.
But he got in the hot water. And I remember, Chris, he said that he wouldn't cop a plea, that he was innocent. And he wouldn't cop a plea.
When it first came out, that's what he said.
Okay.
Because it was all types of stuff.
And NBC said that they would not fire him or whatever, as long as he doesn't cop a plea. Mm. And guess what? Marv got to court and copped a plea. NBC fired him on the spot when he copped a plea. And I'm just saying,
was that after all? It was all types of stuff coming out.
Yeah, my point was that they stood by him in the beginning when he said he was going to fight, that he was innocent. But they said, if you cop a plea, that's it.
Right.
And in this case, if a company just doesn't want to be attached to it, the salacious stuff, Chris, that's coming out and all the connections, I can't blame a company if they just don't we don't want to be attached to that. It's just
right.
This ain't just a one situation and some girlfriend is ex-girlfriend Chris is has her feelings or got hurt or feels scorned. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is bigger than that. There's something
this
here.
Is way bigger than that. And we had, as I said, Amy Dash on yesterday, Rob. And she talked about how this looks like Busby is pushing toward sex trafficking. And I had not seen, she mentioned a lawyer that spoke yesterday.
You saw it on Twitter, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw it today. She posted it, and I saw it today. I had not seen that comment from that lawyer, African-American woman, at the time we interviewed Amy. But yeah, once you see that, you will agree with Amy Dash that it looks like they're going to something much bigger than perhaps these civil suits.
Right. And now, Chris, when you think about, I said this before, there's reasons why people settle. Okay?
Right.
Even
right.
if you think, I didn't do this, but I don't want to go through all of this and have all this stuff dug up, ruin what it's going to cost me. As far as, Chris, a lawyer, right? What it's going to cost me for... You know this guy Harden is a big-time attorney in Houston,
oh, yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay? He's charging an arm and a leg. I don't even have to see the figures. I know it.
Right.
And then you start to lose endorsements. And you start to lose money. Nobody wants you to come to speaking engagements. All kinds of stuff.
You might lose your contract.
Right, but follows that. I mean, it's huge, and I'm not saying he's guilty, but sometimes you wonder why people are willing to make a settlement for it to go away. This is Exhibit A, Chris, on why sometimes you need to settle.
Yeah, and look, when you settle, people do, in most cases, they presume you did it, right? That you were guilty. When you see somebody settle, you usually think, oh, they must have done it, you know? And I think in most cases, that's probably true. But there might be some cases where you just don't want other stuff to come out that might come out, and you still didn't do it. You know what I mean? But you just know what could come out from it. And so you settle. Either way, you're better off than a lot of what's going on now. And we've seen Mike Florio, who was a lawyer before he started covering the NFL, Pro Football Talk.
Right.
He said if he were advising Watson, he would tell
him
to plead.
That's what he said. How many weeks ago was that? How many weeks ago was that, Chris? He said it.
Close to it. Maybe a month ago. Yeah. And he said, no matter what, guilty, innocent, plead. And that's what Amy Dash told us yesterday. That's the advice she said she would give him as well. Plead out. There's no doubt, Rob. $100,000 to him is nothing. And he would have been able to avoid all this. Now, I mean, maybe somebody else would have come forward, but I don't know. I'll say this, and like you said, we don't know what the truth is.
We don't know. We're not lawyers. We're not judges. Right. We don't know. I haven't seen a shred of evidence. All I know is there's a long line of people with a similar story about what took place. That's all I know.
And if you saw Ashley Solis yesterday, Solis is how you pronounce it. Ashley Solis. Rob, I mean, she was convincing. She was crying. And, I mean, she is a tremendous actor if she's making all this up.
She should get an Academy Award, Chris, if that's a made-up job.
If that's made up, that was impressive. And this is just rough, man. It's interesting because now there's a lot of ways for Deshaun. I mean, he's got a lot of things to protect now. His image, his career, his money. The interesting thing is the best way perhaps for his money to be protected is if he's put on the commissioner's exempt list. He won't be able to play, but he'll get paid. He'll get paid. And so this thing is definitely...
Boy, did this thing take a turn. I mean, am I right? I mean, can you believe where we are?
It's very hard to believe, man. Because like we all say, I mean, from Clemson on, not just since he got to Houston, Rob, from Clemson on, Deshaun Watson has been just viewed as a guy with an incredible amount of character. And even when he came out after this was... first came public and said, I've never in my life disrespected a woman.
Yeah.
Treated a woman disrespectfully, however he said it. I was like, you know what? I tend to believe him. I mean, you can't discount what women say, but it was like, you know what? I mean, that's a strong statement. And his character is, you know, great. At least that's what the image was. But man, it's just a bad situation all the way around. And when you think about what these women have gone through, and I'll say to any men that, Rob, because you know some dudes out there, like, you know, you think it's boys being boys or whatever.
Chris, let me tell you something. There are bad guys out there who do bad things to women. You know it. I know it. It's hard to be a woman. I mean, it's hard to be a woman. And it goes on, and guys, you know, sometimes take advantage of situations.
Yep.
I don't know. We know it. We've been around. I've seen a lot of stuff. I've seen the
we
way
know
some
what
people
dudes
act.
Do.
Man, we do.
You know,
we do.
I mean, we're guys. We've been in locker rooms.
Yes.
We've been around guys.
We've been
it's
around
just,
these guys,
on.
Man.
Let's not be naive. We know what men talk about. Not all men, but, you know, we know it. And
hey, Chris, real quick, Busby's charged. The other lawyer, we don't know what Harden's rate is, but But the other guy, Busby, charges $1,200 an hour.
Gosh.
So you
I bet Harden's is more.
Harden is bigger than that.
Right, right. But I would never do something like that. But having daughters just drives it home even more. You know, because you think about your daughter in a situation. She's excited to have a job and do it. Oh, wow, I got, you know, it's a big job. And then you're faced with that. You know what I mean? Like, right. You're presented with that. And the thing is, for a woman, like a man, if a woman came on to a man, you know, she's not going to overpower you. You know what I mean? Like, right. In most cases, I mean, you know, so you, it's really not that much of a threat. You just, it's not a threat at all in most cases, really. It's just no. Or, you know she can't physically overpower you. In most cases for a woman, there is not only the behavior that you didn't want to have to deal with, that you're appalled by, you're disgusted by, or whatever, but physically, a man can usually overpower you. You know what I'm saying? So that brings a whole nother level to it, Rob, of fear. Right. And so I hope these women, I hate that they would come forth and say something like this if this is fabricated. But yeah, I hate to think of women going through something like that.
Too many, Chris, for me to believe that. Wow, to line up 22 women, there's just too many.
Just so many masseuses. It's just like, goodness. You know, but all right, 877-99 on Fox. Tough thing to talk about. 877-996-6369, but it is in the world of sports. Your turn to weigh in. What do you think? Should Deshaun Watson have just copped a plea? Just paid off Ashley Solis. 100 grand reportedly is what she wanted and saved himself all of this. But to be honest, I'm just going to say that you have your answer. Call us up, 877-99 on Fox, and tell us. If this is true, though, it's good that it's coming out.
And if Chris, it's true. There's some people who would never cop a plea if they weren't, you know, guilty. You know what I mean? There are people who say, I'm not cop a plea, but you also have to look at the flip side.
If you were accused of this, think how much, and you know you didn't do it. I mean, that's hard to cop a plea to that.
Okay, how about this? You know you did it, or you...
Well,
you know what I mean? And you're playing this thinking you're going to strong harm her. The first woman, because you got a bigger lawyer. Do you know what I mean? And you think you're going to... And then you don't... That's what I'm saying. Like,
athletes are... You know, you're in a world where you get away with... Not saying Deshaun did this, but you get away with a ton. You know? You get whatever you wanted in a lot of cases. I'm not just talking about women, but just in everything. And so you can develop that type of mentality that, man, can't nothing touch me. You know, so we'll see. Your turn to weigh in. Should Deshaun have copped the plea? Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. That's some funky gospel music right there. It's a Worship Wednesday with the I Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Also brought to you by Discover Card. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of stores in the United States that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report limitations apply. Rob, 41-35 Nets. I got to say something. I really do. Kevin Durant did not play in the first quarter and did not start the second quarter. What's going on?
I don't know.
Is Kevin Durant made of glass?
He's ready to go. I don't know. Why would they say that he's playing and he's not going to play? That doesn't make any sense to me. I will say this. Blake Griffin looks great, Chris.
You saw that three he just hit?
Yes. How easy was that? Am I right?
Look, he got the ball in the left wing, took a few dribbles, stepped back, three.
Had a defender right there, and it went down like butter.
Right. He's going to shine, Rob, because...
He just had a big dunk there. He looks great.
He's going to shine because you got so much help around you. And look, he carried a team, didn't carry him to a championship, but he was a star. Now is his time to feed off some of the stars. If you're Golden State, Rob, they need to be looking at Blake Griffin next year.
I'm serious. He looks real good, man.
They need that type of guy.
Did you see the dunk that he just had?
No, I'm a, you know, I'm about 5 minutes behind.
Oh, that's right. You're on that streaming. You'll see that next tomorrow.
Yeah, don't tell me about it. It's coming up in a few seconds. I can tell. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Deshaun Watson? Yeah, that was nasty. He looked like the old Blake Griffin on that one.
He does.
Should Deshaun Watson have just played out, guilty or not? Your thoughts?
All right, let's start with James in Chicago. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, James?
Hey guys, I love you guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Man, y'all are the best. Okay, look here. I got this one main point to make, and I'm not understanding why no one's paying attention to this. You have 21 people accusing this man of a bunch of offenses. When you get 22. To sexual assault.
It's 22 now, James. It's 22.
Okay, listen. When you get to sexual assault and they have presented something to the police department, why has no criminal assault, why has no criminal charges been charged against him and he's arrested? I can go with the Kevin Winslow Jr. Anything, it was so many women there, he got immediately arrested. It really sounds fabricated. I hate to say that because I don't want to take nothing away from the women.
James, because these weren't originally criminal charges. They're civil cases.
It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, no, hold on. No.
Well, supposedly they're looking at evidence. We'll see.
No, listen. The Winslow thing. There were criminal charges. He got busted raping women. That's what he mean.
OJ Simpson, James. OJ Simpson lost his civil case.
Yes.
And didn't go to jail. Well, you're not for that.
He lost the civil case. You can lose a civil case. The burden of proof is less in a civil case.
And they don't have. I mean, unless they got cameras somewhere. You know, a big part of this, Rob, is he said, she said. Now, right. She's saying a lot.
It's how believable you are and how many. Right. There's other stuff. And, Chris, you don't know all the stuff. Do you have all the texts? Did he apologize? Did he admit at all that he was maybe too aggressive and I didn't mean to do that and I'm sorry if I – you know what I mean? Like, if you have that, then you would be acknowledging that something went down that she wasn't happy with. That's all.
Right.
All right. And James, we appreciate your support. Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? I'm sorry I got disconnected with you yesterday.
That's all right, bro. It happens.
Yep.
Yeah. I was mowing my lawn, running into a little trouble, but everything's good now. It's the Deshaun Watson case, man. I have a friend at work, my buddy Kane, and we dispute about this subject all the time because he's a huge Kobe Bryant fan. You know, he even thinks Kobe's the GOAT. And I think it's MJ, but I love Kobe. And he always tells me, man, if I was Kobe, I'd never plead out. I would fight that to the end if I was innocent. I would fight it to the end. And I tell him, I was like, man, you got to put yourself in his shoes. What he's worth, what he makes every day, what his brand is worth.
And Marty, Marty, let me say this too, what people don't understand. There can be rumors about what went down and hearsay. When you go into a court of law and it's on the record, some of the stuff, I don't think you want that on the record. You know what I mean? That sworn testimony.
Because everybody's heard about it.
Right.
And you can't avoid it. I've been a jury foreman in the civil case, and I believe we had to only have 9 out of 12 to come to a conclusion where, you know, in a court of law, where it's not civil, I think it has to be the whole jury has to agree. But
unanimous,
Yeah, unanimous. And as long they lose so much money, the longer it's in the media. And I tell my buddies, like, it's you see these guys plead so quickly because it just makes sense. You plead whether you're guilty or innocent. I'm not saying I'm not calling anybody guilty or innocent. Right. I'm going to let the court decide that. But whether you're guilty or innocent, if you look at the numbers, you're losing so much money. As long as this is killing your brand, it just makes sense to plead.
Yep. Because it's out there every day, and every day Chris, some people never heard of it, they heard of it now. You know what I mean? The longer it's out there.
Oh, yeah. No, this has become really big, no doubt. No doubt.
All right, we got Eddie House, NBA champion, three-point sniper coming up first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's our man, NBA champion, three-point sharpshooter, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, been challenging me to a game of horse. But, hey, I'm not in Arizona, so what can I do? It's our man, Eddie House.
Wherever it's at, you're going to lose. Believe that. And first off, I didn't challenge you. I think you challenged me talking about how good you could shoot the ball on the outside, how well you were shooting it. So,
hey, let me get you on my court where I know the – I know the
hey man, we could go to the moon. It ain't gonna make a difference.
It ain't gonna make right 100%. Eddie, I mean, you know, some out of shape sports writer talking to a guy who won an NBA championship. You know what I mean? I have my what?
Let's change the subject, Eddie. Brooklyn. First of all, I'm upset. I don't know if Rob is, but Kevin Durant hadn't even played.
I wanted to see him play, but he hasn't played.
I don't get
yet.
What I'm just wondering what's going on. But
here he is, Chris. He's taking his warm up off right now. Okay,
right,
they heard
great.
You.
Here we go.
All right,
yeah,
I'm watching.
We talked about this earlier, Eddie. Who is the most important net for their long-term success? Kevin Durant or James Harden, or maybe you even think it's Kyrie?
Man, I mean, when you talk about Kevin Durant or James Harden, that's almost a toss-up, you know, because I think both are dynamic players, both are superstars, but they bring two different type of styles of play to the game. Kevin Durant, you know, he's going to score. But the way that James Harden facilitates,
right,
making everybody else better, with the ability to score almost at the same level,
He did it more, right?
I say almost at the same level. I would think when I start talking a little bit more, I think they're both equally. But James, I would have to give him the nod just because of his playmaking ability.
How about the idea, though, that Durant has been there, done that, won a couple championships, Harden has melted down, not every single time in the postseason, Eddie, but he's had some big meltdowns. What about – that's why I would pick Durant, because he's been there, done that, been the MVP in the finals, has made big shots. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean, but remember when he made that move to Golden State, I think a lot of people was getting on him for saying, hey, why didn't you just stay in OKC?
Right.
Y'all had him down. Ride that wave out if you're the superstar that you're supposed to be. So I think, you know, when you look at it in that light, to say that at some point you're going to need help and more than one guy, and you're going to need, you know, two guys that are going to be superstars around you to elevate your game. Are we having this same conversation about Kevin Durant if he doesn't join Golden State, and we say, do you think he wins championships in OKC? Probably not, because he had two fantastic players with him, with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. So I think you got to win it. Somebody you got to break your maiden at one point when you are really one of those thoroughbreds, and especially I think James Harden's in a perfect position right now, and I think he's embracing his role and understanding like how great he is by what he's doing on both in both aspects as far as scoring and facilitating.
Eddie, is there a possibility? Because I went with Durant just because he hasn't had the meltdowns that Harden has in the playoffs, and I'm not totally convinced that Harden won't do that again. I would bet against it, but I'm not totally convinced. But you make a good point. I mean, KD had done that.
So wait, let me ask you this. Do you consider that 3-1 a meltdown?
No, right, yeah, because he didn't play
that
one.
That has
him
to be a meltdown.
Westbrook.
So he has had a meltdown in the playoffs.
Yeah, but no, he has won, though. That. But the difference is he has won
but let
where
me, let
Harden
me ask
has never
you this,
won.
Though, Eddie. Because I contend that it obviously – I give Durant credit, but it was easier, obviously, with Golden State. Let me ask you this. Is there a scenario where Harden – you know, let's say they win it this year, they win it next year. Obviously, Durant keeps getting rings, even as Harden would get two. But is there a scenario where Harden could surpass Durant in terms of historical greatness? They're both all-time greats, obviously. But, you know, like, because I agree, it's very close. I mean, Harden is a bad boy, and he's more versatile, obviously, on the offensive end. Is there a scenario you could see where he could, you know, years from now, people are thinking he's greater than KD?
Oh, I think you with that one, that's a tough one. Only time will tell. You know, this is why I say that. If Harden continues to do what he does, you know, as far as, like, the numbers of these triple doubles that he's having with these astronomical numbers on the point side, if he's able to continue to score like a leading scorer in the, like, I could really contend to be the best scorer in the league, but also can lead and assist. Right. I mean, you start talking a different dynamic. I mean, we'll go back to Trae Young doing it in college. That's a phenomenal feat when you are you can lead the country in scoring and also lead the country in assists. If somebody is able to do that in the league, I mean, that is something to be spoken about. And I think, you know, you have to take a step back and say, hey, is that feat more impressive than this feat? And depending on your point of view, you know, right. I would have to say it is. I mean, I don't know.
Archibald, he led the league in scoring and assists 1 year, but they didn't
amazing.
Win. But yeah, he didn't win. But they, you know, I mean, they. I don't even think they made the playoffs. Kansas City.
Oh, but, okay. Well, then yeah, I mean, well, did. you didn't make the playoffs. But I'm saying making the playoffs, that's something yeah. different than having a chance
right.
to compete for a
doing
championship.
It, right.
And
right.
doing that, that's a different level right there. That's totally hey, different.
Hey, Eddie, what do you make of DeMarcus Cousins and the Clippers? Is that going to work?
I mean, we'll see, man. I just hope he can stay healthy, to be honest with you. I think
right.
a healthy DeMarcus Cousins out there is definitely an upgrade for at that position for a lot of teams, and it will definitely help the Clippers. It's just a matter of can he stay healthy. I mean, we know his talent level is phenomenal when he is healthy, but that's been the problem. You know, the best ability is availability. He hasn't been available here of late. So, I mean, I hope that he's able to get out on the floor. I just want to see – the best players out there playing
right.
and have an opportunity to bang against each other, to get that good bump out there where everybody out there looking and watching and saying, man, this is some good basketball, and bring light to how great the NBA is, man, because when it's really rocking, man, there ain't nothing like it, I'm telling you.
Eddie, I'm not sure if you saw the ESPN 25 best players under 25.
Yeah, I've seen that. They did Devin Booker, Dusty, and LaMelo Ball. No way.
Right. Go ahead, Eddie. Tell him. Tell Chris.
Let me tell you what I say about LaMelo. Remember, it was based on future potential. So it's not now. Obviously, LaMelo wouldn't be in the top 10.
Well, you could potentially walk outside and find $1 million, right? But until you did it, you ain't did it, right?
But hold on. Here's what I'm saying. All right. LaMelo Ball at 19 years old. As a starter, 21 games, was averaging 19-6-6, 46% shooting, and 42.5% shooting from three. That's over a two-month period. They went 11-10. The only 19-year-old ever to play that well at 19 was LeBron. Not Kobe, not KG, not Tracy McGrady. LeBron. And so that's all I'm saying. There's no way LaMelo can ball with Booker at this point. But I'm just saying that's why I could see it from a potential standpoint.
Yeah, but it's a short sample
size. No. You said 21 games, though, and you got right. a guy who's had seasons and seasons and still is under 25. He's proven over seasons and is still under 25. That should give him the nod, I think, over all of these guys who haven't had as many seasons that haven't proven.
Should he have been number one?
I mean,
Luka was number one.
Luka is amazing. I'm telling you, Luka is amazing. But it's a short sample size, too. So I think as we talk about potential, I'd much rather have a for show database and say, hey, this is what happened, over I could potentially make this kind of money or I potentially did make this type of money. I like to go with for shows and other than maybes, you know?
I'm with
all
you.
All right, that's our man. You know what? You lucky they telling me to break, because hey, I would have just squashed.
Hey, Eddie, when people tell me maybe, you know what I say? In my world, maybe means no.
Right, for sure. You already know right? that. Maybe they already telling you no out the door.
Exactly.
That's our man, Eddie House, NBA champion. We appreciate it, bro.
No doubt, man. Y'all take care.
All right, peace. We got more iCouple coming your way. It's Shop Talk is next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Worship Wednesday coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio. Rob Durant, 7 points, 5 minutes. He's fitting in pretty well. All right, it's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right, it is Shop Talk, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. It's a segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And you know that with the vaccine widely distributed, COVID numbers going down, things are starting to open up. Even in Southern California, who's been very restrictive during this time. Rob, I don't know if you heard this part, though, but Disneyland is planning on opening up on April 30th. So people are very excited about it. Only one problem. More than half of the attractions at Disneyland will be closed either due to COVID protocols or due to refurbishment. However, they are still charging full price for all the tickets, and anybody who had an annual pass, which helped people go more times for less money,
right,
are no longer valid. So here's the question. It doesn't have to be Disneyland. It could be anything. Are you so frustrated due to this COVID lockdown this past year and a half or so that you're willing to pay more for a lower vacation experience?
Can
Rob,
I say
you've been traveling everywhere. We'll start with you.
Yeah, when you
Mickey
go to
Mouse
Vegas,
turned,
it's not all up, right?
Mickey Mouse turned into a rat. What are you talking about? You're going to have the same price with less stuff to see or be a ride on? Come on, that ain't fair. That ain't fair. No, I would not take part in that. I get it. I've been moving around, but I'm not paying full price if I don't have all the options. And I don't think that's fair as far as the why does the pass not work? Why can't I use the pass if I paid for it, right? A full yearly membership. I don't think that's fair.
I ain't paying for that.
just a little side note. What upsets me even more is the colleges charging the same amount of money, even though a lot of these kids are taking classes virtually.
Are you trying to say that what I'm teaching isn't worth money on the Zoom, Chris, and only in person?
Yes,
I'm still giving
that's
my
exactly what he's saying.
Is that
yes.
what you say?
It's worth some money, but it's not worth
wow.
what it was when you were in person. But I ain't hear you talking about that.
What?
No, but it all depends, man. Like, now, look, I'm an empty nester. So
you don't care now.
Right,
you don't care.
Like, right. But when my kids were little, if they really were dying to go to Disney World, and we went plenty of times, I would take them. Like, I would say a general amusement park, it would depend on which rides. Like, I was a big roller coaster guy. I didn't go to the other rides. I went to all the roller coasters. So if the roller coasters were open, most of them, I'd still be willing to go to a park. As far as my kids, though, I still think Disneyland or Disney World is going to probably be great for kids. So I probably would do it, honestly. Rob G, you got a little
Yeah,
a
that's
little
just
daughter.
Chris just talking like a rich person again. Like, yeah, I don't mind paying the full price to get the full
experience. Well, you also got to remember, when he worked for ESPN for those 12 years, he was getting the passes for free.
Exactly.
That, man, that
he
was one of the best,
he didn't mention
best parts
that,
about
right.
working at ESPN.
That's got to be a Shop Talk we'll do down the road, is why is it that when you make more money, you get more stuff for free?
Yes. Oh, it's totally true.
That's just not
And here's
there.
Another thing, and Rob, yep. I think you know this. Bro. The more you get, the more you want.
Yep.
There's no, like, when you start getting a bunch of sneakers and stuff, you want more.
Even though you got all these, you can't even wear them, right?
You really want more. It's amazing. It's just the human nature, but yeah, it does happen.
More.
That.
More.
Rob G.
I had every intention of taking her because we were supposed to go for her, half birthday the last time it shut down. No, for her 1 year birthday, we were going to go. We had it all mapped out. We were going to make a weekend out of it. And it got shut down, so we couldn't do it.
You better.
And then once I saw all the things that are closed, it's like, even if there's only, 20% capacity, there's so few attractions that are open, it's going to feel.
So how much is closed?
They'll go through a list.
You're making it sound
quickly.
Like it's more than.
Buzz Lightyear ride is closed. Finding Nemo is closed. Jungle Cruise is closed. Bobsleds are closed. Mickey and Minnie's house is closed. The Tom Sawyer Island's closed. Sleeping Beauty, the castle, which they're known for, is closed. Star Wars is closed.
I'll tell you what's not closed.
You know a little too much about Disneyland.
Rob G, you know what's not closed?
What's up?
The $8 concessions are for a cup of soda. That's not
a funnel cake. For a funnel cake.
All right.
That's not closed.
When you say all that, Rob G, then yeah, I mean, that sounds ridiculous. What's open? I should ask you that.
The shops. So you can spend money, and just like Rob said, the fountain drink location for the $9 Coca-Cola.
It's painful when you go there and you got to pay that for a drink. Like,
so not many rides open.
No, about half of them are closed.
I'm sorry. I changed my mind.
And that is, and Rob, you brought up the thing about the concession. That's the reason why they got rid of the annual passes, because they determined that people who have annual passes aren't spending as much money in the park.
Right,
so
not.
Because, you know, you can go for 2 hours and dip, and you don't have to worry about paying for anything. But if you're making a vacation out of it, you're going to be there all day spending
all
your money.
And it's hard, right? You're going to be there, and you got to eat, and you got to drink, and you can't cheat the kids. Yep.
Wow. All right, I changed my answer. All right, an hour left. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.